I had once been a patient and worked full-time with other alcoholics. Pay was minimal, but I found I was effective at reaching others, and I wanted desperately to pay back some of what so many had given me. I did that for 20 months. For a long time, I did not consider flying again, but I could not purge the dream of doing so from my heart. One of my meditation books had said, "Before any dream can come true, there must first be a dream." I had been told, if I wanted to fly again, I would have to begin at the very bottom with a private license, even though I had previously held the highest license the FAA awarded, the Air Transport Pilot License. I studied for and took all the lengthy FAA written examinations. I had to go back and relearn things I had learned 30 years before and had long since forgotten. I had, unexpectedly, been able to reacquire my FAA medical certificate after proving the quality of my sobriety for more than 2 years. The trial judge had put sanctions on me that made it impossible for me to fly again because of my age. My lawyer had become my friend and worked for 3 years after my conviction without taking a cent from me. He was one more person who entered my life in a manner I could only ascribe to some kind of divine providence. He took a motion to the judge to lift the sanctions, and the tears came flooding down my cheeks when he called to let me know the judge had approved it. With the lifting of those sanctions, the impossible became slightly less impossible. An extraordinary amount of work was left to do, but at least the attempt could now be made. None of my friends thought it possible to regain